Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the Heartland, it's time for Keeper 99.
Welcome to another episode of Localize It. Today's a very special episode. Today I'm not talking to anybody on the phone. I'm sitting on a bed with my favorite person in the world. The lovely, the beautiful, the wonderful, my wife, Jessica. Say hello to the people, Jessica.
Hello, people.
You to me are a perfect person to have on this. You and I have known each other most of our lives now at this point. Yeah. When we first met, I was just a struggling, starting off teenage, got my rap metal band. We're about to play our first show. In fact, in our very first like actual conversation with each other, I used my first show. We were playing about all the bands, which you ended up attending.
I did.
So my moves worked, and I used that to, you know, try to sway you to hooking up with this guy and stuff. Where I was like, I got a band, we're playing a show at Peabody's, and you were like, oh, that sounds very cool.
No, it was. I know you. Come sit on my lap. There's this girl that's like creeping me out. And then later it was like, you got a boyfriend? You want one?
Right.
I was like, the music was just part of that.
Yeah. I was pulling out all the big guns that day.
I mean, I was so cool with my Limp Bizkit shirt.
Yeah.
Bowling alley.
I was like, I think I'm going to make a move on this one. But we have gone to a lot, like the first 5 years of us dating and being married, going to shows was like the frequent thing, because I was just really getting into the whole like playing out a lot. And then when we weren't playing, it was, you know, going out and supporting the scene and supporting your friends and checking out all these other bands. And then, like, you know, of course, like, Cleveland's a hot spot for bigger shows in general, so like we would go see the Guars and the Melvins and the stuff that we ended up kind of falling into. You've always had a very broad taste when it comes to music, and the local bands over the years, especially, are the ones that you've always been interested in. I always just thought was really, really cool. You know what I mean? And the one that you're picking today for today's Localize It, you're picking more of a recent. We've had a lot of debate throughout the week about what you were gonna pick, because I was like, oh, are you gonna pick something old? You're gonna pick something, and if you were to pick something old, I'm pretty sure it'd have been Cold Hand of Christ.
Yeah, it would have been Cold Hand of Christ. But I felt like picking something that's current would have made more sense.
Right.
But you guys talk about my band all the time. But that's my favorite going on right now. So Sweaty Mammoth wins.
Sweaty Mammoth, definitely. Yeah. I thought for sure Sweaty Mammoth, like if you were to pick a current band, Sweaty Mammoth would have been the go-to. And we do. I talk about them a lot. They're one of those bands that's up there with, like, I want to say, like, more recently, there's a band called Black the Sun. The first time that I ever saw them, I was like, holy fucking shit. Like, what are these guys are fucking amazing. Or The Party, first time.
I like The Party, because we talked about The Party, too. And then I found out that they broke up. But I was like, what? Because I'm not as connected as everybody thinks that I should be, since I'm your wife.
I never heard officially that The Party was broke up, but I do know that, like, some of the dudes in that group, like, they went on to do another band called Behest of Serpents, who, you know, we'll play one day on this show for sure. May have played them already. They're Doug and them. Cool dudes.
Yeah, I kept going back and forth between, like, who to pick. I wonder if everybody else had a hard time picking their band, because I did. I was like, oh, no, I like The Goose, but Sweaty Mammoth. Sweaty Mammoth.
Sweaty Mammoth.
Sweaty Mammoth is great, because they're one of those bands that remind me of stuff I like that's not local. Like, they're up there in my head, like, the Weens and the Melvins that, like, last the test of time, that I can listen to in 20 years and still it'll be awesome.
Yeah, totally. I get that. Yeah, it's very timeless. Like, it's something that could have came out 20 years ago, or it's, you know, obviously something that could just have come out in the past year or so.
Right.
Sweaty Mammoth, how many times do you think you've seen Sweaty Mammoth live now at this point?
I don't know, like maybe five, maybe six.
Yeah.
Something like that. Something like that for sure.
I like to talk about how the one show we saw, I think it was at the Blackout Cookout, when we saw Sweaty Mammoth, and you ended up purchasing like an abundance of their merch, a bunch of their CDs.
I got the shirt, and I stained it so I don't wear it, but I keep it. And then I got like 6 of their CDs, and I dispersed them to people who I thought would like them because I felt the need to share. And they sold them to me for super cheap. Like, I couldn't normally afford 6, but they're like, seriously, fine, give me 6 of them. And I was like, Trip, Georgie, everybody I know, who do I think would appreciate the Sweaty Mammoth? And then I would give them a CD. Plus, I had 2 for myself because I kept one at my work.
Yep.
And I had one in the car.
Yeah.
And I would listen to it at work, and I would listen to it in the car. So all my time that I wasn't at home for a good month, I was listening to Sweaty Mammoth.
Well, I recall because the album that we're talking about is they have a bunch of merch. You're looking at where we're on sweatymammoth.bandcamp.com right now.
Yeah, I only have the one that's got like the sunset and the actual mammoth in the background.
When the earth was hot.
Yeah, so I need to get like more, and I know they're working on new stuff, and I've heard them play it live, but I couldn't pick any of like the new stuff because I don't really know it, but I know that album very well.
They seem to be one of those bands that every time that they play, like, it's just an abundance of new stuff. Like, I think I've only heard them play like the same song maybe once or twice, and then the next time they're like we've had the fortune of being able to get to know some of these dudes, really really fucking solid human beings.
Oh yeah, they
really
just
cool.
Like, come out, and they're cool too because they do come out to the shows and support the local scene.
Yeah,
which,
man,
awesome.
We saw Nate at the kick of the COVID-19 pizza party. That,
yep, sure did. Oh yeah, they're very sweet. I like them.
And yeah, so every time that they play out, like, it's always like a whole new thing. Right, where you're just like, oh, are they gonna play Netflix and Kill? And they're like, no.
But there was the one time that they played at Annabelle's, and there was this tall, this just big guy. Like, not, I was like moved in front of me, and I very politely, I was like tapped on his shoulder and brought him down. I was like, can you move out from in front of me? I really want to see them. And I felt like I scared him, even though I felt like I was really sweet about
right.
it, because he just like left the floor and like way moved over on like the side and back. And I was like, no, like, stay, watch, but I want to be able to see. And he just like eclipsed me. He was just tall. He was tall. I couldn't see around him.
He just went home that night, just like, man.
It's like, man,
so
this girl just was like, can you please move? They're my favorite local band.
I hate myself. Yeah, Sweaty Mammoth is one of my favorite bands. Like, they were a band that when I first saw them, first time I ever saw them was at Annabelle's. I talked to you about them.
You
like
did.
I came home and I was like, there's this fucking band that is like the Melvins meets the Black Keys. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
These guys, like, they can just legitimately do anything. Like, they are the purest form of fucking rock and roll, but like not like dad rock. Like, I mean, like, there's Melvins influence in that shit.
There's definitely Melvins influence in that shit. Which I think we confirmed one time, because Bob wore the Melvins shirt to, was it the Blackout Cookout? I feel like it was in Kent. I don't
Everything's
know.
Everything's a Blackout Cookout in my mind.
They all mesh together.
Yeah, right.
I could see that.
So yeah, so the song that you picked an oldie, one that we listened to in the car for a long fucking time. I was gonna say earlier when you bought that album and put it in the car, that was in our car probably for like 2 months, I wanna say.
Oh, easy.
And then I remember one day I took it out. I was driving the car and I was like, you know what? I think I'm a little Sweaty Mammoth out, which happens. It's nothing against Sweaty Mammoth. This is just the thing that happens. You're like, I gotta change up the pace, and I forget what I put in, but I put in something that wasn't Sweaty Mammoth. You took the car for a very short run, like to the gas station or some shit, and then the next day when I went to work, I get back in, and there's fucking Sweaty Mammoth right back in the car.
Yeah,
I was just like, damn, woman.
I think like one day I just went to work, which is only maybe a mile down the street.
Right.
I could walk, so it wasn't necessary. I get through one song, like on my trip to work and on my trip home from work, depending on traffic. And I was like, oh, nope, I want to hear this song, which probably insane because I probably had the CD in my desk at work. I've since given that copy away to somebody else at work, but at the time,
right,
completely unnecessary to put it back in the car. Sorry about that, baby.
No, it was okay. I just let it play. I was like, you know what? It's been a day since I've listened to this album in its entirety at least 3 times. Let's listen to it again.
Yeah, so sorry, because you drive further than me. It'd take me a week to listen to a song in the car.
Yeah.
On my driving.
I don't always take it out. I chose to listen to it.
I mean, on a regular basis. So I was just in my general driving when we're not in, lockdown of driving, it'd take me a week to listen to a whole CD.
Yeah.
You can listen to a whole CD probably, in a day, based on your driving, so.
Right. And that is sometimes.
Normally, I let you control the music in the vehicle because it's going to be good.
Yeah.
And I tend not to mess with it, which is also why it was in there for so long. It's because I just don't take stuff out. It's really going to annoy me before.
Yeah,
but
I was
done with you.
And because that was at a time where we only had the one car and we didn't have we couldn't, because now we have two rides. Well, one's basically in the, it's,
well, one's down right now, but it just needs a little work.
But at that time, we could only listen to CDs or the radio. We couldn't hook up.
We just had the old car.
Yeah, the new car. You can just pop your phone on and just, listen to anything you want. So, yeah, that was a good time. It was a good time. I still just listen to a shitload of Sweaty Mammoth on my drives and stuff. And especially the pick that you picked today, Sheephead Shepherd?
Yeah. I like that one.
Why'd you pick this song?
I just like the song. It makes me happy when it comes on in the car.
That's awesome.
It was between this and Netflix and Kill. But I also feel like Netflix's Kill, if they were a huge band, which they should be, I feel like Netflix and Kill would be their song that everybody knows.
Yeah.
So I wanted to pick my next favorite song, as opposed to the one that anybody that already knows them would already know. Of course, it's on the same CD, so you probably know both of them, but this was the jam that I chose because I like this one and I don't feel like it would be their big hit.
I really like your music taste. I would like to have you come do this more often and come pick out stuff with me, because this has been a lot of fun.
Aw, thanks, baby.
And I've had fun all week talking with people. I'm going to be back Monday. I've decided to take Saturdays and Sundays off to record 4 or 5 for Monday through Fridays.
That makes sense.
Doing this whole localizer thing, super fun. Been super cool. Thanks for allowing me to fucking take some time out of the days and mess with this while we're stuck in quarantine together.
No problem.
It's been a lot of... It's been a lot of fun. So yeah, I'm gonna be back Monday with this. We're gonna have new guest, special guest, starting Monday, picking some local stuff. It's gonna be a good time. But until then, let's listen to some Sheephead Shepherd from Sweaty Mammoth. Jessica, I love you so much.
I love you.
Thanks for putting up with me. And we'll do this again. Maybe we'll do this again next week. We have an arsenal.
I could pick. I'll pick Cold Hands to Christ next time. Spoilers.
Spoiler alert! We're good at that. Us Eagles are just like, hey, y'all, I got a surprise. I'm going to tell you what the surprise is right now. That's us. That's how we roll. All right. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.